It's great to be back for another week of Totally Patriots. Coming up on the show, listen in as LaAdrian Waddle answers the questions everyone wants to know in Pat's Chat.
When you play Madden, do you ever play as yourself?
Plus,
I don't think he's getting the job done.
Ryan Allen throwing shade? We'll tell you who he's calling out on Tilted. And
you hear it all the time. The linebacker shot the gap. What does this mean?
Jerod Mayo shares what gaps are and where to find them on Totally Playbook.
Get ready. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Woo! Let's go!
Totally Patriots.
Jam 94.5, it is Ashley playing one of our newest slash my favorite Kanye song. This is...
What are you doing?
Are you serious? In the middle of a break.
How many shows can you do at once?
Well, we do have two jobs, you know.
It's time for Totally Patriots. Let's go. Wrap it up. The radio can wait.
I can't. I'm in
it. It's a nice studio, by the way. I like it.
It's a little bit bigger than yours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Jam.
But dirtier. But I would take it.
I won't
tell
you when you said that.
I like it. All right, listen, so you're clearly so busy. I think I might actually, like, get somebody to, like, sit in for you so you can do your little radio show.
Oh, little now, huh? All right, seriously, get out of here. I have to finish.
As you were back on the radio, back on TV, it's time for our first Audible today with LaAdrian Waddle.
Are you done?
Go on.
Jam 94.5, this is Ashley.
Hi, my name is LaAdrian Waddle. You guys can call me L.A., and I play offensive line for the New England Patriots. I was born in Columbus, Texas. It's a small town in Texas. A little town. I was the only child growing up. Growing up, sports was a big part of my life. Played basketball, football, and track. So I've had my dreads for about 7 years now. It was something in college I decided I wanted to change it up, so started growing my hair out, and after all these years, they really look good, and I'm proud of my hair.
All right, guys, here we are in the hall with a bunch of guys from Canton. Yeah, Canton's gonna rep today. Guys, help me welcome the very tall LA Waddle, everybody.
Come on, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up.
Hey. He's a lot bigger than all of us, guys. Show love. Here's our first question.
Obviously, you like to play football, but, like, what else do you, like, enjoy, like, in your, like, to pass time?
I'm kind of one of those guys now. I'm starting to trend more towards, going outdoors. And, my father-in-law is a big fisherman, and he's kind of got me hooked on that. I kind of got the itch to fish all the time now. That's kind of my new thing. So I think, hunting and fishing is where I'm trending right now.
You don't strike me as a fisherman. I couldn't picture you all geared up. Do you head to toe, all the camo?
Not head to toe and all that yet, but, we're getting there. It's going
to
happen.
Well, there is a huge hunting shop, like, right up the street from here. You're going to have to go there. Take the father-in-law there.
I'm going to clean that place out, dude.
What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show? Actually, I probably watch Family Guy about every other day, just to be honest. That's definitely up there for me. It's a good laugh, and I like humor, so it works for me.
I want to know what your favorite food is.
My favorite food?
What is your favorite food?
Man, I love Chinese food. That's my go-to.
Chinese? So everybody from Kansas,
I think General So over anything, man, all day.
From where? Do you have a specific spot here in Foxborough?
I actually haven't found a good Chinese spot that I really, just crazy about out here yet. I'm working on that,
right,
though. Got any recommendations, let me know. I'll gladly take them, so.
When you play Madden, do you ever play as yourself? Do you like to play as yourself?
I do, actually. I make sure I get in. Sometimes I sub myself in as tight end and throw me a little pass. I could do it. It's a little hint to Bill, you never know, so.
That's got to make you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
If you're having a bad dreadlock hair day,
exactly.
Just play yourself as Madden.
Who's the funniest guy in the Patriots?
Funniest guy? Man, we got a whole bunch of characters on the team, man. No doubt about that. I think Ted Karras right now is the funniest guy, man. We had a lot of you know, some free time in camp, and he was up there telling jokes, and, you know, I mean, the guy's funny. I mean, I love being around him, and he's a good dude, so it's awesome having him.
Give L.A. Waddle a big round of applause.
Come on. There it is.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, G.I. Joes, Transformers, or Ninja Turtles? Certainly not. This punter shares his favorite toys on Tilted.
Legos just stole the show.
And later in the show, L.A. Waddle looks pretty in pink. Watch as he struts his stuff on Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton to Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler? Dalton played at TCU for head coach Gary Patterson, who is good friends with former Minnesota coach Jerry Kill. At Minnesota, Kill coached Cowboys linebacker Damian Wilson, who was teammates in high school with guard Gabe Jackson. Jackson is currently on the Raiders with wide receiver Seth Roberts, who is teammates at West Alabama with Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler. And that's your 6 degrees.
All right, guys, this is what we call some serious multitasking. I'm in the middle of my show on Jammin' while shooting Totally Patriots with you. So before I get in any trouble, let's head over to Tilted. Here's Ryan Allen. Jammin' 94.5. This is Ashley.
I have two Italian greyhounds. They're about like 12 to 15 pounds, so they're pretty small. And I also like to cook a lot of the times. Have I ever cooked for my teammates? Actually, yes. This offseason, I cooked for about 20 people at Julian Edelman's new house for his birthday, actually. I did a taco bar, so I did a couple different types of meats, carne asada, pork belly, and some of that stuff, and we did a whole, like, taco spread, so it was really good. You? Like, I doubt it. When I was younger, I loved, like, building things all the time. So Legos just stole the show. Come on, man. The Lego movie is a must-see if you've got, like, a witty sense of humor. It's pretty good. Ooh, favorite dinosaur? Good question. If any of you are familiar with Jurassic Park, the little compy dinosaurs that look like little, like, rats or... They kind of run in packs. They actually look like my dogs, like to a T. Switching places with a famous person. Probably I'd have to go with... I got a couple. I think I'd have to go with either Leonardo DiCaprio just to see what a day in the life of kind of like a movie actor would be on a set and how serious and intense it could be at times. And then... Actually, you know what? That's going to take it. I'd probably have to go with that one. I think I'd do a better job being Leo than Leo would do my job, I think I'd say. Oh, trying to punt? Absolutely not. I don't think he's getting the job done.
Okay, I am going to find somebody on this computer. Help fill in for Ashley. If she can't be here to help me host it, I'm going to get somebody, I promise. In the meantime, let me toss it over to Professor Fritz to take it for a few. Let's learn about some science. Today, it's all about mass and weight.
Professor Fritz.
Welcome back to another episode of How They Do That. Today, we're focusing on mass and weight. Now, there's a big difference between the two, and that's where a lot of people get confused. Mass is how much matter makes up an object. Weight is the force of gravity exerted on the object. Here's a look at the difference visually. Take this pumpkin, for instance. Its mass is 8.2 kilograms. Its weight is 18 pounds. If the pumpkin was on Mars, the mass would still be 8.2 kilograms, but because the force of gravity is less than it is on Earth, the pumpkin weighs 6.8 pounds. The only way to change the mass of the pumpkin is by taking part of it away. For example, scooping out the insides or cutting it in half. The weight listed on the scale is the weight of the object on the Earth's surface. Now, in an airplane, this is going to weigh differently, just like it would on the moon or on Jupiter or in Cleveland. Yeah, you'll get that joke in 10 years. To find out weight in physics, multiply mass times the gravitational force. A cube with a mass of 5 kilograms would have a weight of 49 newtons or 11 pounds. How does this relate to football? Let's use Rob Ninkovich as an example. Rob is listed at 260 pounds. Now, to find his mass, we first convert pounds to newtons. Then we divide his weight by the force of gravity. His mass is 118 kilograms. If he was somewhere with less gravity, such as the moon, his mass would still be 118 kilograms, but his weight would be 19.1 kilograms, or 42 pounds, the perfect weight for a moon linebacker. Because mass doesn't change based on location, it's one of the major quantities used in physics. And that's also the way we find how objects interact with each other and the world around them, whether it's in football or everyday life. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we figure out mass.
Still to come on Totally Patriots.
When you're talking about gaps, you can talk from the offensive side or the defensive perspective.
We'll tell you the difference in Totally Playbook. And watch as this Texan channels his inner Bostonian in Totally Challenge.
Park the car in the Harvard yard.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to another tip. Today we're going to talk about making your own obstacle course. Let's grab your friends and head to the playground. I hope you guys are up for that challenge. Wasn't that fun?
I learn a lot every week watching this show. All sorts of football jargon and terms that you hear all the time, and you go, what is that? What does that mean? Like Gap. All this time I thought it was a clothing store. Shows what I know. I don't know much about football or fashion. Let's learn about it right now. I'm going to toss it over to Gerard Mayo for this week's Playbook.
It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and I'm back again to talk a little football with you guys. And today we're going to talk about gaps. You hear it all the time, the linebacker shot the gap. What does this mean? When you're talking about gaps, you can talk from the offensive side or the defensive perspective. The A gap is between the center and the guard. The B gap is the space between the guard and the tackle. The C gap is the space between the tackle and the tight end. And the D gap is the widest gap you can get. So when you hear about Jamie Collins or Dante Hightower shooting the A-gap, you know they ran through the space between the center and the guard. So, you know, let's talk Pop Warner terms a little bit here, and we'll talk about the offensive side of the ball. They don't really use the A-gap, B-gap, or C-gap unless a defensive guy blew up the hole. They use numbers. So when I say 32 dive, they're telling the three back to go through the A-gap on the right side. So we'll go like this. This will be the two hole, the four hole, the six hole, and the eight hole, all the even numbers on the right. And then on the left, you have the one, three, and the five hole. So if I say a 35 dive or 35 counter, you know the three back is gonna run to the five hole or the C gap. So with all this gap talk, it's only the space between two players. Shot the A gap, it's between the center and the guard. Easy as that.
So Ashley is busy right now doing her radio show. You know, I'm like scared to host this alone, right? I went out, got an artist. Welcome, Haley Knox. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You're blowing up right now on tour with Charlie Puth. Just had a show here in Boston earlier the week at the House of Blues. Tell everybody about yourself.
I just turned 18. I've been singing ever since I was like 2 years old. We have recordings of me singing Blackbird by the Beatles.
Oh,
like
wow.
That's the first song I learned on guitar. My dad taught me guitar at like 7 years old.
not an easy instrument or an easy song to learn.
Hell
sure.
No. But my dad's an awesome teacher, and he's awesome. And yeah, this tour is my first tour ever, and it's like crazy. The venues are unbelievable.
That's great.
It's so fun.
We're about to get into our segment all about challenges. What's the biggest challenge you've had so far on this tour, or even in your career, just kind of getting going?
I'd say just keeping healthy and making sure I'm drinking a whole bunch of water, staying hydrated, and just making sure my voice is in tip-top shape and doing my warm-ups for my voice. And there's actually, like, workouts for vocals.
You
it's crazy.
Actually, like, get into it
yeah,
before the
like,
show.
Yeah, like, ma-ma-ma-ma.
I like it. That was good.
Things. Yep.
All right, Haley Knox, hang around with us for a little bit. Meantime, let's get into it. Let's get back into L.A., see what we got for him. I'm totally challenged.
It's time now for Totally Challenged. Here's your host, Ashley.
All right, guys, it was getting a little emotional for me during Patch Chat. Now let's see what L.A. Wild's really made of. It is time for my favorite part of the show, Truth or Challenge. Here we go.
All right, L.A., Truth or Challenge?
Truth.
Oh! Ooh.
Truth. What was your scariest nightmare?
Scariest nightmare? Actually, believe it or not, when I was young and when Jurassic Park first came out, I used to have... I used to have nightmares. I was getting chased by a T-Rex. And, I mean, I still remember those today. So I've had to go with that.
Truth or challenge?
Come on with it, challenge.
Yes!
yeah.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
What is this?
Walk the catwalk like a supermodel.
Ooh.
You got to do it with me, man.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Which one you want?
I'll take the big one. So how are we, what are we doing here? You gotta show me how it's done.
Get it, Matt.
Oh, you gotta wrap it?
I would start a little back and then come right down the middle, guys.
I'm gonna follow your lead, man. It's all up to you.
Here we go.
Just down the middle?
Yeah. Right. Show us your best gazelle. Ooh! Hang on. Oh! Oh! Hey. Oh, hey. I'll be really proud of that, guys. That was a good effort.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Last one.
Truth or challenge?
Let's make it fun. Give me another one. Give me another one.
Eat a sour candy.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. Aww. Sign me up.
You're doing me a favor.
I'm in. Ooh, a warhead.
Oh, I like this.
This is a throwback.
The apples. What else you got? Can I just take all of these?
Oh, yeah. Those are all here. You're all about it.
Oh.
No. Yeah. A little sour? A little bit?
Not bad. Pretty good, actually. I like these a lot, so thank you.
Okay. Now, we haven't done this, but we're going to see what's in your challenge bag, okay. And potentially everyone's going to have to get involved.
Oh, we can do that.
Because you just enjoyed that warhead too much that we might have to spice it up.
You have to do your best Boston accent with these glasses on.
I'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
With these on.
Oh, there she goes.
Oh, best Boston accent. Oh, man, I can't even do this.
Try park the car in the Harvard yard.
Yeah, that's a typical one.
What is it?
Park the car in the Harvard yard.
Park the car in the Harvard yard. Not bad,
there
huh? Not bad.
Give it up for L.A. Waddle and that.
Thank you, thank you.
Folks, players, song of the week.
My name's David Andrews, and my song of the week is Cody Johnson, Dance Her Home. It's just to me, it's a feel-good song, and, you know, I like everything about it. It makes me happy.
Man, it's been awesome hanging out with Haley Knox. Awesome to get to know you. Thank you for hanging with us for a little bit.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Ashley's lost. She's got to go do her, you know, radio show and be on the radio for millions of people. So enjoy that. Congratulations so far on your huge success.
Thank you so much.
I can't let you go without giving me at least like a line. Like, can you sing me a little something to take us out?
Sure.
What you got?
I could do a little bit of my song Awkward. I'll do a little chorus thing for you. Okay.
What you got?
Here we go. Hold on. Let's pretend I'm not your daughter, then you'll be my stalker. That's a little awkward.
Wow, I like it. Beautiful voice. That's how you do it right there. Yo, let's try that again. Talk about awkward, right? Yeah. Oh, my God. Awesome having you. Thanks so much. Thank you guys for watching at home. We're going to leave you guys with some highlights from the big win last week. Brady's back. Enjoy this. Haley Knox, one more time. Let's just try it. Hey.
Right to the left side. James steps out of a tackle left.
Julian Edelman takes out three defenders. Textbook block by number 11.
Throw back to the for Gronkowski. Drives to the 30. High steps out. A cut left pass for 25-20. 15 to the 10, angling right. Gronkowski fighting his way, reaching toward the pylon.
Well, he's back.
He finds deep down the right side, looking for Hogan behind the defense of the 10. On the money as he's tackled at the 10. Once more getting separation on a strike from Tom Brady. Tom Brecher runs to his right. Brady's going to try to get outside. He tucks it and heads to the far sideline. Oh, diving out of bounds. And Brady points in front of the Browns. First down, New England.
Look at that. This gets his place going.
Throw down the right side. There's a wide open receiver. Martellus Bennett reaching for a touchdown. His third of the afternoon here in Cleveland.
Here goes the Brady chant again. And man, what an accurate throw by Brady. Just put it right on him.